राधा माधव जया कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जया कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनंदन जय व्रजजनरंजन जय यशोदनंदन जय व्रजजनरंजन जय यशोदनंदन जय व्रजजनरंजन जय जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जयो यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परुषिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतमत कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल्डी बूटी हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल्डी बूटी हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरी टू संबल्डी बूटी हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 1st, Chapter 14. The chapter entitled as The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, Text 44. Kachit Preshthat Me Natha Hirdaye Natma Bandhuna सुन्यो अस्मि रहितो नित्यं मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् मन्य कच्चित् प्रेष्ठत मे नाथ हृदये नात्म बन्धुना सुन्यो अस्मि रहितो नित्यं मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् कच्चित् प्रेष्ठत मे नाथ हृदये नात्म बन्धुना सुन्यो अस्मि रहितो नित्यम् मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् कच्चित् प्रेष्ठत मे नाथ हृदये नात्म बन्धुना शून्योऽस्मि रहितो नित्यम् मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् कच्चित् प्रेष्ठत मे नाथ हृदये नात्म बन्धुना सुन्योऽस्मि रहितो नित्यम् मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् कच्चित् प्रेष्ठत मे नाथ हृदये नात्म बन्धुना शून्योऽस्मि रहितो नित्यम् मन्यसे ते अन्यथा नरुक् माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन कच्चित् वेदर प्रेष्ठत तमेना And to the most dear one, Atha, my brother Arjuna, Hridayena, most intimate, Atma Bandhuna, own friend Lord Krishna, Sunyaha, void, Asmi, I am, Rahitaha, having lost, Nityam, for all time. Manyase, you think. Te, your. Anyatha, otherwise. Na, never. Ruk, mental distress. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Or is it that you are feeling empty for all time because you might have lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna? Oh my brother Arjuna, I can think of no other reason for your becoming so dejected. Purport. All the inquisitiveness of Maharaj Yudhishthir about the world situation was already conjunctured by Maharaj Yudhishthir on the basis of Lord Krishna's disappearance from the vision of the world. And this was not disclosed by him because of the acute dejection of Arjuna, which could not have been possible otherwise. So even though he was doubtful about it, he was obliged to inquire frankly from Arjuna on the basis of Sri Narada's indication. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of first canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padkamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, welcome all of you in our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And before I start this discussion, I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here and also online, whoever are seeing it. So we are discussing this
very interesting chapter, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. And this is the last sloka of this particular chapter. Very interesting that anyone who has a little bit interest in studying different books, they will be surprised that you are reading The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. If they will just go through the title of the chapter, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna is in first canto and The Appearance of Lord Krishna is in 10th canto. Generally, if we see any book outside or in material science, material knowledge, it is very systematic. First A, B, C, D, then gradually alphabet, then sentence, and then paragraph, and then a story, and then the end of the story. And here, if someone will just go through the title, he will see, oh, here disappearance is discussed. You have not let Krishna appear, and now directly you are discussing about disappearance. So this is my first discussion here, that how the nature of transcendental knowledge is different from material knowledge. So this is the first thing which we will be discussing in our discussion today. We have got so much experience in our college days and in our normal day-to-day life of studying material substances, of material knowledge. So much systematic knowledge, so much first this happened, then this happened, then this happened. We have so much experience of it. And that's how when we come in a spiritual life, when we come in the assembly of devotees, we also expect that, okay, transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge also follow the same pattern. However, there is a gulf of difference between transcendental knowledge and material knowledge. What are the differences? Just we will see the glimpse of it. If we will just discuss this topic only, we can discuss for hours together. But we will just discuss in crisp, in very short, in conclusive way. So let's see the first difference about material knowledge and transcendental knowledge. First fundamental difference. The first difference is material knowledge is always changing. You take anything, take the history book, it is changing. Take something, some knowledge of something, some science or any aspect, you will see there is continual change. First people were telling that, okay, atom is the most elemental or most fundamental building block. Then later they told, no, there is electron, proton, neutron. Later now they are telling, no, even electron, proton, neutron, also there is some other finer particle which makes electron, proton, neutron. So this is material knowledge. The characteristic of material knowledge is it is ever changing. Asat. On the contrary, a spiritual knowledge or transcendental knowledge is sat. What Krishna had spoken, Bhagavad Gita, to shun God millions of years back. Same knowledge he gave to Arjuna. And same knowledge will remain for eternity. Transcendental knowledge is sat, eternal. It never changes. The form in which, the words through which it is being presented may vary, but the essence, but the entire substance will always remain same. This is the first and fundamental difference between material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge is asat, a spiritual knowledge is sat, eternal. And that's why the effect of a spiritual knowledge is also different than the effect of material knowledge. And that is the second difference. Now, let's see a classical difference. When we explain about something, just like this is a standard mic. Now the explanation about the mic in one paragraph is different than the mic in itself. It is not that the explanation which we will present about the mic and the mic are same. No. If we write some essay about some cow or something, the essay is different and that particular object about which it is being explained, both are different. This is material knowledge. Where something you are explaining about and the explanation, both are different. Whereas transcendental knowledge, a spiritual knowledge, the explanation and about whom it is being explained, both have same effect. Lord Krishna's name, form, pastimes, everything, they are absolute. They have the same effect. Just like a simple example we can understand with electricity passes in electric wire. As electricity passes in electric wire, the electric wire also becomes electrified. It is like electricity only. It will have all the characteristics of electricity. Similarly, the transcendental knowledge has the same effect as that of the Lord. As we see here, Radha Gopinath ji, here they are standing. Similarly, the transcendental knowledge about the Lord, when we hear, it will have the same it will have the same effect as we are taking darshan of the Lord. As the Lord will come in front of us, what effect we will get, it will have the same effect if we hear transcendental knowledge, because there is no difference between the transcendental knowledge and the Lord. This is the second classical difference about material knowledge and spiritual knowledge or transcendental knowledge. The third wonderful difference between material knowledge and transcendental knowledge is how material knowledge is plain, simple, whereas spiritual knowledge is dynamic. It means it is a state specific or attitude specific. Same knowledge is being transmitted, but each one here will accept the knowledge varying upon what his attitude is. Same explanation of the Lord is being presented, same holy name is the Lord, of the Lord is being sung or heard, but each one of us here will have different experiences, because this knowledge is state specific. Which state I am in, the state in which I am in, accordingly I will accept or I will receive that knowledge, transcendental knowledge, which is being given. A very, very beautiful a sloka is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. I will just recite. Aho pranamaya krita samutmaha prapanna bhaktartha vidhau samahita yalloka palais twad anugraha amare alabdha purvo apasade asure arpitaha. This sloka, Bali Maharaj said, what a wonderful effect there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavor to offer you obeisances, but nonetheless, the attempt was successful as those of pure devotees. The causeless mercy you have shown to me, a fallen demon, was never achieved even by the demigods or the leaders of various planets. This sloka tells about how even an attempt towards transcendental knowledge can give the result of complete success. That is not the case with material knowledge. If someone wants to pass an exam, he will have to fulfill the questions properly with right answers, then only he will pass the exam. Whereas transcendental knowledge is state specific. If a person is in right state, right consciousness, right bhava, the attempt in itself can be the ultimate success. And that's what Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of this particular sloka. Attempt itself can give the complete effect. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, The Lord is so merciful, however, that although Bali Maharaj did not actually offer obeisances, but only endeavored to do so within his mind, the Supreme Personality of God had blessed him with more mercy than even the demigods could ever expect. That is the nature of the Lord and anything connected to the Lord. Same transcendental knowledge. Further, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of God, it is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana because it takes only the essence of devotee's attitude. I will repeat this line. The Supreme Personality of God, it is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana because it takes only the essence of a devotee's attitude. If a devotee sincerely surrenders, the Lord, as the super soul in everyone's heart, immediately understands this. Thus, even though externally a devotee may not render full service, if he is internally sincere and serious, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. Thus, the Lord is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana because he takes the essence of one's devotional mentality. So that is the nature of the Lord, how he is Bhavagrahi Janardana, how he sees the attitude or devotional mentality of his devotee. And thus, those who are approaching transcendental knowledge or spiritual knowledge, if they have right attitude, even though they may not be well versed of all the things, but because of their sincerity and seriousness and because of their right attitude, they will get the result of complete success. This is the nature of transcendental knowledge. It doesn't hold true in material knowledge at all. If someone has to pass a material exam, they will have to do complete material justice. Whereas spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge sees what is our attitude. What is our inner heart. So that's why transcendental knowledge is state specific or attitude specific. There is a classic case study of this, and we have heard it multiple number of times, but still it is wonderful to recite it or read it once again. All of us had heard the South Indian Brahmana. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes in South India, and when he goes, he sees a South Indian Brahmana trying to read Bhagavad Gita. And while he is trying to read, he is not able to pronounce properly. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquires from him, and this Brahmana replies, beautiful sloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. अष्टाध्यासाध्याय पढ़े आनंद आवेशे अशुद्ध पढ़े न लोक करे उपहासे. So this Brahmana is reading all the 18 chapters and he is very much in ananda, but he is reading ashuddha. He is not reading perfectly. He is not reading very, very nicely all the pronunciation and everything. And lok kare upahase, all other people are just joking or smiling or laughing on that Brahmana. Keha hase keha ninde, taha nahi mane, avisht haya gita padhe, anandita mane. So some people are laughing, some people are doing ninda, some people, but he is not bothered about it. He is anandit mane. He is with very much bliss. He is just reading Bhagavad Gita. Pulakasru kampasveda yavat pathan dekhi anandit haila mahaprabhura man. So when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Pulakasru, this particular devotee, when he is reading Bhagavad Gita, he is having Pulakasru, he is in ecstasy, Asru is coming, and Kampa, Sveda, while reading Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very attracted. Dekhi Anandit Haila Mahaprabhur Man, Mahaprabhu becomes very much happy and attracted. Mahaprabhu Puchila Tare Suna Mahasay. Mahaprabhu is asking, oh Mahasay, please hear. कौन अर्थ जानी तुम्हारा एत सुख है. What kind of understanding you are getting that you are getting such bliss? People when they understand some ecstatic meaning of something, they become very jubilant. So Mahaprabhu is also inquisitive. Are kaun sa arth aap jaan rahe hain? What kind of meaning you are understanding that you are getting such ecstasy? Vipra kahe murkha ami sabdarth na jani. Vipra, this Brahman says, murkha ami, I am murkha. I am not knowledgeable person, I am foolish. Vipra kahe murkha ami sabdarth na jani. I am not able to understand what is the meaning of each of these words. Shuddha suddha Gita padhi guru ragya mani. I am just reading this Gita, guru ragya mani. I am just trying to read it, guru ragya. Because my guru, my spiritual master has ordered me, that's why I'm trying to, endeavoring to read. Arjunira Rathe Krishna Hayara Judhara Visya Vaya Vaisyache Hate Totra Syamala Sundara. So here he's saying that how Lord Krishna is taking the role of chariot driver. Arjunere kachitchena hita upadesha tare dekhi haya mora ananda avesha yavata pathan tavata panatara darshan ei lage gita pathe na chade mora man. So here this Vipra is saying that I am seeing in each and every page this particular picture of Lord, that how he has taken this chariot of Arjuna, he has taken the reins of the horses of Arjuna, and this beautiful, sundar Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is becoming servant of his devotee. Prabhu kahe Gita paathe tomare adhikara. Prabhu kahe Gita paathe tomari adhikara tumi se janah ei gitar artha sara. So here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, he is telling, what he is telling? That you are the real adhikari to read Bhagavad Gita. And from you, tumi se janah ei gitar artha sar. From you, one should know what is the Gita's essence, or what is the meaning of Gita, what is the artha of Gita. Very interesting and very important how here this Brahmana is not able to understand the word-to-word meaning of the slokas of Gita. Everyone is laughing, but the person who spoke Bhagavad Gita, he is telling that you are the qualified person to read Gita, and not just the qualified person, you are the one who understand Gita. You are the one who understand what is Bhagavad Gita. You, tumhi se jana hai gitar artha sar. What is Gita's artha? A person can know from you. How it is possible? Only because this Brahmana was in right attitude. What was his right attitude? He was following the order of his spiritual master. Even though he was not successful in one way, he was not able to read it perfectly, but very, very clearly, very, very in one way, with right pronunciation in another way, and in right way. But still, the effect is successful. Such successful that the person who spoke Gita is telling you are the right candidate to read Gita, and you are the right candidate to explain Gita to others. You know the essence of it. So this is transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is not how much I am a scholar of this Shastra. How much I know each and every word meaning of these slokas, how many slokas I know. Rather, whether I am having the right attitude. And what is the right attitude? Guru Ragya Mani. When we are having the right attitude, transcendental knowledge blossoms in the heart. And that's why we sing every day, Divya Gyan Hride Prakasito. How this Divya Gyan, this transcendental knowledge, when a person serves a spiritual master in right mood, this transcendental knowledge, Hridaya Prakasito, it just blossoms in the heart of that particular devotee. Externally, he may or may not have read or gone through all the scriptures. He may not be versatile with all the scriptures, but all the essence, transcendental knowledge essence of all transcendental knowledge manifests in the heart of a devotee. So that's why transcendental knowledge is state specific. It depends on the attitude of the devotee. So, one final difference which we will see, and then we will go towards this particular sloka. How Srila Prabhupada writes, the power of this transcendental knowledge, that anyone who serves one who has the transcendental knowledge, he also gets the same effect of the person who knows the transcendental knowledge. Srila Prabhupada writes in this sloka, Nashtaprayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki. In this particular sloka, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the devotee Bhagavat is direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavat, one can receive the benefit of book Bhagavat. And then he writes a very wonderful statement. Human reason fails to understand. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. This is transcendental knowledge. How by serving a Bhagavat, a person will understand entire Bhagavat. And the classic example is Narad Muni himself. He served. He served the Bhaktivedantas. And he got all the transcendental knowledge in. He got darshan of the Lord. So that's how there is gulf of difference when we read any mundane book, mundane knowledge outside where we see systematically everything. And here, when we come in Srimad Bhagavatam class and when we see the title directly, the disappearance of Lord Krishna, and someone may think, are, how disappearance of Krishna is being discussed here? Appearance is not discussed and directly disappearance is being discussed, because this is not chronologically, it is not, chronology is not more important here. What is more important is what, with what attitude we are coming and sitting. Because this knowledge is not like material knowledge, which is asat. Material knowledge, its effect and the content are different. Material knowledge is not that whatever attitude you will be sitting, it will have same effect. Transcendental knowledge is living. Transcendental knowledge is like Krishna. And it is sat, it is eternal. The effect of transcendental knowledge and the transcendental knowledge are non-different. The transcendental knowledge is what attitude we are in, accordingly we will receive transcendental knowledge. And by serving those who have transcendental knowledge, we will also get the same transcendental knowledge. Even though attempt in this direction also can give us transcendental knowledge. That is wonderful difference between what we are reading and we have read in our college, universities and other places, so many textbooks and so many things. And that's why Srila Prabhupada constituted the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. That let's come and sit and hear. And by just sitting and hearing, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, and when we'll even endeavor in this direction, what will be the result? Srila Prabhupada says, human reason fails to understand that how by serving devotee Bhagavat or book Bhagavat. What is the meaning of serving book Bhagavat? Just coming and sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with right attitude. Or serving a devotee who has dedicated his life for Srimad Bhagavatam. Or trying to fulfill the desire of Krishna. What will be the result? One gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. A person will gradually move ahead in Krishna consciousness. So this is what is transcendental knowledge. What we are reading here, discussing here, is transcendental knowledge, completely different from whatever knowledge we have acquired till now. And that's why the qualification here for studying Srimad Bhagavatam or discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, not at all any mundane requirement is there. Not any mundane requirement is there that someone should be PhD or someone should be having this knowledge or that qualification, then only he can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone with right attitude, he comes and sits and takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will get the benefit of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is about the title of this particular chapter and about transcendental knowledge. Now we are going to discuss in essence the summary of this chapter. How Yudhishthira Maharaj is seeing so many bad women. Practically, Yudhishthira Maharaj, since he is very much well versed with the Vedas, and he is seeing all these things around, and these things which he is seeing indicating that something wrong, something inauspicious has happened. And he is discussing with Bhima all this, whatever he is seeing. All our speakers, illustrious speakers, have discussed in length all these things in great detail. We are not going to go in deep of it. We are just going to take some points here. Now let's try to see the life of Pandavas. Bhishma Pitama says in the ninth chapter of this particular canto, you know, Aho kashtam aho anyayam yad yuyam dharma nandanah jivitam narhat klishtam vipradharma achyutasrayah. So this Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the brothers, Bhishma Pitama says, oh, what terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the soul of, being the sons of religion personified. You didn't deserve to remain alive under those tribulations. Yet you were protected by the Brahmanas, God and religion. Vipra dharma achyutasrayah. Just see here. Here Bhishma Pitama, who is one of the Mahajan, he is telling that the kind of suffering which you have gone through in your life, what all difficulties you have gone through, there was no question that you would have remained alive. Only because you had taken shelter of Vipra, Dharma and Achyuta. Because of these three, the shelter which you have taken of these three, you remained alive. Very interesting point here. How Yudhishthira Maharaj had taken shelter of Vipra, Dharma and Achyuta. What is the meaning of this shelter? Practically all of us have taken shelter. All of us are taking shelter of something. Few people take shelter of money. Few people take shelter of sense gratification. Few people take shelter of fame, yash. Few people take shelter of different promises which this material world is giving. Whereas Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas had taken shelter of Vipra Dharma Achyuta. So the first Achyuta, Lord Krishna, Pandavas had taken shelter of Achyuta or Lord Krishna by taking the mission of the Lord. Whatever was the mission of the Lord, that Pandavas made their mission. So that's how he had taken shelter of the Lord. My Lord, what is your mission? That is my mission. So what is our mission? Generally, whatever, wherever our heart goes, that is our mission. Generally, our heart, wherever our heart belongs to, that is the place where we are. So Pandavas had given their hearts to Krishna. And that's why their mission was whatever is Krishna's desire. And that's how we are seeing in this chapter, practically, and the next chapter also, each and every sloka, whatever successes Pandavas have got, Pandavas or Arjuna is going to express gratitude that it is only because of you, Krishna. It is only because of you, Krishna. It is only because of you. All, each and every sloka, entirely, whatever successes they got, they are giving credit to Lord Krishna. So, mission of the Lord was the mission of Pandavas. This is what the first asray. In our lives also, what is our mission? Whatever our heart, whatever, wherever our heart is, that is driving us. That is our mission. And what is the dharma here? So why Pandavas are existing is to fulfill the mission of the Lord. And what is the mission of the Lord? To establish dharma. So that is what is dharma. Ashraya of dharma, it means whatever Lord wants, it has to be established. So that is the second ashraya which is mentioned here. And then third, how to do it? Why What and how? So why is the mission of the Lord? Why they are existing? To fulfill the mission of the Lord. And what is the mission of the Lord? To establish dharma. So the dharma. And how to do it? By taking shelter of vipra. By taking shelter of those who understand the Shastra according to time, place, circumstances. Those who understand the mission of the Lord by taking shelter of them. So that is vipra. So the mission of the Lord, then how to fulfill it? By taking shelter of those who understand the mission of the Lord. That is vipra or Vaishnavas. That's in our lives also, when we take shelter of Lord Krishna, that shelter we can really fulfill in our life when we take shelter of devotees. Because in order to do it in practical way, we need guidance. We need intelligence. And this guidance and intelligence comes when we take shelter of Vaishnavas or Vipra. So that is what is the life of Pandavas. Even though Krishna was always there with them, even though they were always in access with Krishna, but still they took shelter of Vipra. Dhaumya Rishi was always accompanying Pandavas, and Pandavas took guidance from Dhaumya Rishi to ask what to do, what not to do at different times. So this is what is the life of Pandavas, where they were always in shelter of Vipra Dharma Achyut Asraya. Now, every asraya, every shelter has different symptoms. Every asraya has different asirvad. If a person has asraya of Kuber, he will have the asirvad of money. He will have lots of money. If someone has asraya of a very powerful person, very, very powerful, balwan vyakti, he has the asirvad of, he will not be having any fear of any strength. He has all strength. He won't have to worry. So similarly, here, just like a simple example, if someone has taken shelter of hut or some house or some AC, there are two kinds of shelter. One is external shelter and another is internal shelter. So external shelter is what he will experience. He will experience, temperature is maintained. Whatever temperature of AC is there, he will experience that temperature inside it. So that is external shelter by that particular place. And internal shelter is the person will feel happy or peaceful or whatever. So these are two aspects of shelter. Here we see Yudhishthir Maharaj. The external shelter was all auspiciousness around when Krishna was there. There was all auspiciousness around when Krishna was personally present here. And the internal shelter, he was always feeling abhayam. He was not having any kind of distress or any kind of fearfulness. But now, Yudhishthir Maharaj is experiencing this both things. Number one, inauspiciousness around. All around there are inauspiciousness. So he is guessing the external symptom of shelter is missing. And in the heart also, he is feeling bhayam, fearfulness. So internal shelter also is missing. So he is able to guess that it appears Lord Krishna has left the planet. And also Narad Muni, one of the Vipra whom he has taken shelter of, he also had given the hint that Lord Krishna very soon may leave the planet. So that hint was also there, and the shelter was showing the symptom. The symptom was both peacefulness and auspiciousness. Both were missing. So that was also giving a hint that it appears Lord Krishna is not there. Now, very interesting. Arjuna arrives from Dwarka at that particular time. And when Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj sees Arjuna, he sees how Arjuna's luster is completely missing. He's looking pale. Even though Arjuna is looking like that, Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires from him. Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires from him, first, the welfare and well-being of Yadu family, Balram ji, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, chief sons of Lord Krishna, inquires about Srutadev, Uddhav, Nanda, Sunanda and others. He inquires about Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna's queen. Very interesting. Even though he is seeing Arjuna in such situation, but still he inquires about them, telling that how great souls, for them, etiquettes are always more important than personal feelings. Etiquettes are always overrules personal feelings for great souls. Here, personal feeling is Arjuna is feeling like that. Let me immediately ask, why Arjuna you are feeling like this? What has happened? But before that, Yudhishthir Maharaj inquires about how are they? This indicates that how in Krishna consciousness, in the journey of a devotee, etiquettes are not some rules, some textbook tick marks. Okay, I just tick marked it. Okay. These are the ornament which just signs. These are the ornament which signs in a devotee's life because of their devotion to Krishna. It is explained that these qualities manifest because these qualities are like medals which Lord Krishna awards to a devotee. So following etiquette, a person who is very good in etiquette, it is a wonderful quality. It is a wonderful medal which has been given by the Lord. So once Yudhishthir Maharaj asked about this, all the etiquette, he asked about the seniors and everyone. Then he asks Arjuna about this 10 wonderful reasons that it appears that because of this 10 things you might be feeling dejected or you are feeling like this. So he first asks about health. Normally when health is not good, a person may lose luster, a person may feel very lazy like that. Second reason he presents is, it appears you might have got disrespected due to your long stay. If someone stays for a long time at some place, it may be possible, ghar ka murgi dal barabar, you know, people say very, very casually, he just doesn't give respect. So, disrespect due to overstay. Then third thing, whether someone addressed Arjuna in an unfriendly way, unfriendly words or in a threatening way. You know, someone may address in an unfriendly way, it also hurts. And because of that hurt feeling, person may feel dejected. The fourth reason is, he might have given promise to someone, some charity, but he couldn't fulfill it. Fifth reason, he says that Brahmana, children, cows, women and diseased, they came for shelter or protection, but you couldn't give it. Sixth reason, whether some deserving women approached you, you as a Kshatriya, and you didn't give shelter. Another reason is, some impeccable character women approached you, you contacted with her. Eighth reason he gives, or you were defeated by someone who was inferior or equal to you. Ninth reason he gives, that have you not taken care of old men or boys? You took prasad or you took food without giving them first. You directly took. And 10th reason he gives, have you committed some unpardonable mistake which is considered to be abominable? You have done some very, very wrong or abominable thing which is unpardonable. So these are the 10 reasons he gives. Essence of this is how material reasons do have a role to play in despondency. If we are despondent, it is not that there is no material reason. Material reason may be there. There is a material reason also possible. And all these are bona fide reasons because Arjuna was a Kshatriya and a Grihastha. So all these different reasons are very much connected as bona fide reasons for a Kshatriya. If he doesn't do like this, he must feel despondent. And that's why Yudhishthir Maharaj asked this, are these the reasons why you are feeling despondent? One interesting thing is, Yudhishthir Maharaj is putting all these things before All these things he is putting, though in heart of the heart he knows that it may be that Krishna has left the planet. He is putting this thing at the last. He is not putting it forward. He is putting all other material reasons. He is putting forward all other argument. He is not putting this thing. A very interesting thing is, a lover who loves something, he wants to keep that thing. He doesn't want that this thing should be the truth. He wants to put everything else may be the reason. This may be the reason. This may be the reason. He wants to put that thing as the last. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, since he knew that this is the last thing, this is the last thing which I would like to hear, I would want to hear. And that's why he keeps it very, very at the last point. And that's why we are seeing in this sloka, the last sloka, he is asking Arjuna, is it this reason, Arjuna, that you are feeling despondent, that Krishna has left this planet, or Lord Krishna is no longer there? On the contrary, we see when Hanumanji, when he goes and Lord Ram is present in front of him, when he is going to give the news, the breaking news that he found Mother Sita, what is the first word he says? Acharya says he didn't utter the word Sita, because if he would have uttered the word Sita, then it would have been whether he could find it or not. He didn't say whether I could find Sita or not. The first word he says is found, mil gayi Sita. So this is how, when some pleasing news is there, some wonderful news is there, we don't want to even let 1 second or one fraction of second gate past. We want to give good news immediately. But when something sad is there, something difficult is there, or which we don't want to say, then it is the last thing anyone want to put forward. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj puts this as the last reason. He knows in the heart of the heart that this is the reason, but this is the last thing he presents. And here, in this particular sloka, as we are discussing here, Kachit Prishthat Me Natha Hriday Natma Bandhuna Sunyosmi Rahito Nityam Mannasete Anyatha Naruk. So here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, Prishthat Me Natha. This particular word in entire Srimad Bhagavatam comes only 2 times. I just searched. And once it comes, Arjuna, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, for Arjuna, Krishna is Prishthatame Natha. What is Prishthatame Natha? Srila Prabhupada has given a class on this sloka. He has given a wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam class. And in that, Srila Prabhupada explains, Prishthatame Natha is superlative. Just like, something is dear, more dear, and most dear. So Prishthatame Natha is most dear. Prishthata para is comparative, and then Prishthata Menatha is superlative. So here, for Arjuna, Lord Krishna is the supreme beloved. There is no one more beloved than Krishna for Arjuna. And same thing is true for the gopis. For gopis, Krishna was most beloved. So this Prishthata Menatha comes twice. One in the case of gopis, and once is coming here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is addressing Arjuna that for you, Krishna is most dear, and whether it is that Lord Krishna has disappeared and that's why you are feeling despondent, and I don't feel that there is any other reason. So, I am just going to conclude today's class. Already we are already touched the time. So now, here we see someone who is considering Lord as his most dear. Prishthatame Natha. For Arjuna, Krishna is most dear. But whom Lord Krishna considers that he is most dear to me? That's what he tells in Bhagavad Gita. Very, very interesting, these 2 slokas. And these slokas also will give us an impetus that how we should try to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada writes, or this wonderful purport, and also devotees tell, Nacha tasman manusyesu kaschin me priyakrittamah bhavita nacha me tasmat anyah priyataro bhuvi. So this is 18.69th sloka of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord tells, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there be ever, one more dear than whom? That he explained in earlier sloka. And what is that? Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakti su abhidhasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mam evasyati asamsaya. For one who explains this supreme secret to devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. So this person who explains Gita, Lord says that servant is more dear to me than he, and there will be no more dearer servant than him in future. So here there is an opportunity for all the devotees that by doing this they can become Prishtatame Natha for the Lord. So here Arjuna is considering Lord as Prishtatame Natha, most dear. And if we try to do this, we can become very, very dear to Krishna. And Lord Krishna considered that devotee is more dearer to me, dearer to Krishna than anyone else. And how it is? Just by sharing Gita, sharing this transcendental knowledge, which we discussed in the beginning of our discussion, how this transcendental knowledge is non-different from Krishna, how this transcendental knowledge is eternal, how in an attempt in this direction towards transcendental knowledge can give all success, how this transcendental knowledge is all auspicious, how this transcendental knowledge, anyone who has right attitude, even he attempts also in this direction, he can get the entire result of transcendental knowledge. So this is very much possible in this upcoming marathon for entire December month. We can try to read Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. He has written Bhagavad Gita as it is. We can take shelter of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, we can study ourselves, and also give it to others and teach it to the teach it to other devotees. And by this, we will be becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.